Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue reading our Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to be doing a teaching on this as well. And remember the word suffer well. That's what's so profound about what we're doing here. We're not just suffering as believers for a greater cause. We're suffering well. And today we're going to talk about the abundant life. And this is one of my favorite topics. And I pray we get this. You're going to hear me say things that I say often. Because as we're believers in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, we should have a different attitude than the world. We should see things different. Hallelujah. Looking at things through a different window than what the world sees. So I'm going to read this, and we're going to start off with a powerful scripture. In John 10, verse 10, it says, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundant. Hallelujah! I love it. I love it. I'm going to read that again. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. If it is life abundant that Yeshua died for, then what exactly did his sacrifice offer you? Was it the abundant life? It's time for a permanent shift. If your definition of an abundant life is primarily focused on eternal things, life in the physical realm, then we must submit that you are missing true abundance. Would you consider a new paradigm? See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Hebrews 8, verse 5. Moses was commanded many times in Exodus to follow Yahweh's exact instructions to build the tabernacle, the dwelling place within those where Yahweh reigns. Why? Because the pattern serves as a copy or a shadow of heavenly things. Hebrews 8, 5. The physical, in this case, is the tabernacle. It is a pattern. Yes, it is true of all things. Our entire physical world is a shadow of the real thing. What is the real thing? Your physical life is a direct result of your thought life, both conscious and subconscious. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he, Proverbs 23:7. Your thoughts are the real thing. Your thoughts create your physical world. Here is something dramatic to consider. Your thoughts are real, and the world you see is a shadow. Man's fallen thoughts manifest a fallen world, and the reverse is expected. The whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of Yahweh's sons and daughters. Romans 8:19. Sons and daughters of Yahweh will have the mind of Messiah, 1 Corinthians 2:16, which will redeem all of creation. Fallen mind, fallen world, redeem mind, redeem world. Your thought life is a very individual thing as well, and no one else can live in your mind for you. Your entire personal world is the first a thought before it manifests. Peace, joy, love, poise, balance, and power. Are these not states of mind, abundant states of mind? Is not all of life a byproduct of your thinking? Consider Jerusalem, the center of all scriptural activity. Jerusalem means city of peace, foundation of peace, or possession of peace. Peace also must be the center of your thought. Activity. The pattern serves as a copy or a shadow of heavenly things. Peaceful thoughts must therefore precede physical peace. Shalom in Hebrew is from a root word, shalim, which denotes completeness, wholeness, and soundness. This is what his death was meant to offer. You, loved one, peace. Peace is a whole, pure, and sound mind. A mind so focused on Yahweh Almighty that the physical aspect of life becomes secondary. The flesh can die while the mind says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Luke 23:34. This is life, loved one. Perfect life. Abundant life. Hallelujah. Such a good, good, good devotional. And so true. And as I was reading this, I was thinking about people in my life. There's a family member very close to me. Actually, two I could think of. My immediate family members that absolutely have no peace in their life. Now, I live next door to a man that does not have a relationship, a complete relationship with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. But at least he has some sort of peace in his life. A very simple man who has some sort of peace in his thought process. You can be around him and see his atmosphere is somewhat peaceful. Nowhere near the abundant peace that Yahweh brings us. Not even close. And I pray for this man that he will feel it and it'll touch him. And he'll understand the difference between the little peace that he has versus the abundant life that Yahweh can offer him. But I can't help to think of my close family members. That their life, their minds are completely tormented consistently. And they have absolutely zero peace in their life. Zero peace in their life. Always worrying, always living in fear, always thinking the worst. For they can't get the words out of their mind, what if, and because. Just no peace at all. The evidence of a believer, the evidence of somebody that truly understands the scriptures and the words of Yeshua is a peaceful life. Peace amongst the storms. And that's what our Messiah Yeshua brings us. And only can he give us this abundant life. You see, when we think abundant life, when we think that, immediately, the majority of people will think more cars, bigger houses, a lot of money, and every physical toy and object we need in our lives. All our wants are fulfilled and just not even looking at our needs, but all our wants we can get at the swipe of a credit card. This is what people look like as an abundant life. But somebody who is a believer, who understands that Yeshua died for us, understands the abundant life has nothing to do with the physical. It's the fruits of the Spirit. And you cannot understand an abundant life if your mind is completely tormented by this world. You have to have the peace of Yahweh. The Bible is a book of a gift giver. Our Creator gives us gifts, consistently gives us gifts. And no child would throw away gifts without even opening them. The child would use those gifts and love those gifts. And that's what we do when we accept those gifts as children of this great Creator of ours. I'm not saying we're not going to have thoughts in our lives or times in our lives that the enemy is going to not try to steal our joy away, but we must let nothing steal our joy away. Nothing. Even when David had his own son coming after him to kill him, he was able to sleep at night. There's no insomnia in Yahweh's kingdom. If we're following his guidelines and instructions and trusting in him, we're not losing sleep over worldly things. We have peace and we can lie down with him. Just like King David was able to lie down with him. We have to understand that. We look at the example of Yeshua himself, who could lie down in the boat amongst the storm because he knows that just speaking it, the storm can stop. And you could say, well, that's Yeshua, our Messiah, but we don't have that ability. That's not what the scriptures say. The scriptures say to just speak it out. Prayer. It's called prayer. And Yah's will be done. Yah's will be done. Yeshua couldn't do anything without the Father. And we can't do anything without the belief and trust and understanding of Yeshua. And the greatest thing, hallelujah, the greatest thing is Yeshua gives us peace. Peace. It says in his scriptures, Yeshua, our very Messiah and Savior, said, peace I leave you with. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid, John 14:27. The peace that Yeshua gives troubled settles troubled hearts, calms the troubled hearts down. The peace that Yeshua gives calms fears. It is not the peace of the world that which the world gives, which is not permanent and doesn't remain. When Yeshua gives us something, he doesn't take it back. Trust in him, because you can take him at his word. He cannot lie. Remember when that storm was coming and all of them were freaking out in the boat? He got up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, peace, be still. Then the wind died down and was completely calm. Mark 4:39. Yeshua brings us peace and he gives us peace. That's what he said. Peace I give you. You know, one of my favorite books is From Prison to Praise. From Prison to Praise. Well, I got another phrase for you this morning. From fear to peace. From fear to peace. From fear to peace. Remember John 20 verse 19 when it says, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Yeshua came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw him. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. That's what was said. Peace be with you. That's what we have to understand. That's what it means to have an abundant life. No matter what we're doing, peace be with you. And I could just imagine Yeshua being crucified on the cross and Yahweh just telling him, remember, peace be with you. Peace be with you. It's the only way to even think that a man that is getting tortured and beat can say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That right there proves who he is. No other being in this world without understanding Yahweh and the peace that he gives could even think that. Could even think that. Peace be with you. And then we look in the scriptures. We look what it says in the scripture in Romans 5 verse 1. We talk about the abundant life. We look at 5 verse 1 and says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with Yahweh through our Messiah Yeshua. We have peace for one reason and one reason only, because Yeshua proved it all, who he was and who Yahweh was, and he died for us. He died for us. For those that don't deserve it. He set us free. Romans 5 verse 6. That's the proof. We've been justified by his blood, so we shall be saved by him from the wrath of Yahweh, who set us free from that death penalty. From the death penalty. Do you understand what we've been saved from? And he says, peace I leave you with. Peace I leave you with. This is the abundant life that he wants for us. To be calm during the storm. To not let the world's fears overtake us. That's what an abundant life is about. Just slow down for a second and reflect and think. Do you have peace in your mind right now? And I'm not talking about people that have to take medication or smoke some drug or something to feel a state of peace. I'm talking about peace, just knowing who Yeshua is and what he did for us. Do you have that peace? The Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh that he leaves us with and gives us, is a comforter and a helper and will help you have that peace. The only people that shouldn't have peace are people that are living against the guidelines and instruction of our Creator. Because they're missing out on the great blessings that our Creator believes. And they're choosing the side of the enemy. If you are living a life of unrighteousness and against the commandments of our Creator, you should not be at peace. You're relying on the world and the world's ways and the things of the world. If you're relying on on the things you have that put you at peace. We should have peace knowing that we're doing the righteous thing, following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's what should bring us peace. That's what should bring us peace, knowing we're doing His will. We're on His plan. His plan is better than our plan. We should have peace knowing it's just going to turn out fine. I could just speak about my life and tell you, the situations that turned terrible in my life was when I wasn't listening to Him or I didn't know Him. Or even worse, knowing Him and didn't listen to Him. It says to know good and not do it to Him, it is sin. And I'm telling you, the scriptures are clear. If you love me, follow my words. Just like Moses built the tabernacle completely according to the instructions of Yahweh, we have to follow His guidelines and instructions according to His instructions. You have to believe in the word of our Creator. And it has to be one of the most valuable things, if not the most valuable thing in your life. And hold on to every word, because every word is true, and peace He brings us. Remember what I always say, there's no neutrality with our Creator. There are some people in this world that might find some idea of what they think peace is, like my neighbor who doesn't know Yahweh, but he has peace because he has at least some concept of just things in the world and how the really things are, but he doesn't have peace that Yahweh gives. He's still far from it. And then we think, I think about people that are close to me and my family that are completely torturing their minds. Literally no peace. Every single time I call these people, I have a complaint. Every time they're complaining. And this is going on for 20 or 30 years. Every time I call them, they have a complaint. And they could sit there and tell me what's wrong in the world. Or they can call me up and tell me about all the negative things that are on the news. They need Yeshua. They need Yeshua. Are you one of those people? Do you need Yeshua? Listen, it is our society today where we're trained to worry. We're trained to live in fear. The media tries to instill fear in us. That's how the politicians usually get what they want, by instilling fear in us. Our Creator is the opposite of that. Our Creator tries to, no matter what situations happen on the outside, to give us peace. And what it comes down to is happiness versus joy. Happiness versus joy. Do we understand the difference? Happiness is something that comes and goes. That's why we have the word happy, based on something that happened. Something from the outside is controlling our inside. It happened or it didn't happen. We're happy or not happy. But joy is something that comes from the inside, based on our thought pattern. Nothing can take your joy away when you have a relationship, a true relationship, a loving relationship with our Father. Nothing. That's what the abundant life is about. That nothing can take your joy away, and that you're in a state of peace and you're able to sleep at night. You can question things, but you don't have it in worry or fear. You have confidence, faith, and hope. You're willing and able and more than willing to suffer well, with joy. With joy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your life is calm. It's calm. And Yahweh wants His children to remain calm. It says in the scriptures, be careful and keep calm and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart, Isaiah 7:4. Judges 6:23 says, calm down and don't be afraid. And Exodus 14:4 says, Yahweh will fight you, stay calm. Just like Yeshua was able to speak to the wind and the storm and tell them to stop and calm down. Yahweh is able to speak to us, and He has spoken to us. And He's told us to calm down the storms of our life and the things that are going in our life. Mark 4:39 to 40 says, Yeshua got up and He said to the wind to calm down, and the perfect wind was calm. And He said, what are you afraid of? Do you have the faith? Remember, Yeshua calmed the storm. When things are going in your life, remember that. Remember that. Yahweh is on our side. We have nothing to take our joy away and steal our peace. Stay calm in every situation and you will be abundant in every outcome of life that Yahweh wants for you. Remember that Yahweh is your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer, and your strength, and you put your trust in Him, and everything will be just fine. Everything will be just fine. James 1:12 said, a man who endures trials is blessed, because when he passes the test, he will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised those who love Him. He's not jumping ship. He's staying in there. He's hanging in there. John 16:33 says, I have told you this, that through me you may have peace. In the world you'll have trouble, but be courageous. I've overcome the world. And I leave you that with today. Understanding exactly what that means and trusting in our Creator with all our heart. With all our heart. Isaiah 12:2 says, look, yes, Yahweh is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength, my song, and has become my salvation. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, your own thinking. Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Because he trusts in you. Colossians 3:1 says, since then you have been raised with Yeshua. Set your hearts on the things above. Where Yeshua is seated at the right hand of Yahweh. The abundant things, the things above. Yahweh is with you. Yahweh is with you. Yahweh is with you. Don't let anything take your joy away. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. He's with you this day and this day always. Don't let the stress and the worry of this world bring you down. Cast your burdens on Yahweh. Trust him at all times, and he will bless you more than you could even understand. And you need to get a true understanding of what abundant life is. For I know more people that are homeless that have more peace than people that live in mansions. I know people that have very little money that are in more peace than people that have a lot of money. It's all about perception and our thought process. It doesn't mean that you can't have money and have peace. It doesn't mean that if you have a big house, you can't have peace. It's our thought process. It's our thought process. It's understanding certain things. It's understanding. It's understanding what the scriptures have to say. And understanding that Yahweh is going to supply all our needs. All our needs according to his riches and glory in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Everything we need. And here's the thing. It's not something that's coming in the future. It's not something he's going to do. Remember, the scriptures were written at a time prior to where we are now. There are still things yet to come, but I tell you, it's already come, the great gift of peace that he's put upon us. It's already here. He's already given to us. It's not something you wait for. It's already been given to you. Now you just have to accept it. Now you have to accept it. Isaiah 12:2 says, surely is my salvation. I will trust in you and not be afraid. That's the mind process we need. Nothing can ever separate us from his love. That's the mind process we need. To trust in him with all our heart. And those of you that have the anxious thoughts, those of you that think you need to take some drug or some pill or something to get better, remember Psalms 139, 23 to 24, that search me, Yahweh, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offense, if weigh in me, and lead me in a way of everlasting. Help me to trust in you, not with some heart, but with all of my heart. Help me to suffer well. Help me to have one heart and one mind with Yeshua. Thank you, Father, for the great gifts you give me. Thank you for the comforter. Thank you for relieving me. Thank you for blessing me. The more we trust in him, the more peace we'll have. And nothing's going to steal his joy. Trust in him. Remember, it says in Genesis 28:15, I am with you and I watch over you wherever you go. Wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. And what he has promised us is a future and a hope. a future and a hope, to wait patiently and endure, to suffer well, to suffer well. I have hope in his plan. And I continuously lift up in prayers those people, my family members that are tormenting themselves in their mind. And I continually pray for my neighbor who has an opportunity still. We all have an opportunity to have the abundant life, the abundant peace for everyone, and certainly for myself, to trust in him at all times, to pour your hearts to him. For Yahweh is our refuge. He comforts us in our trouble so we can comfort others. 2 Corinthians 1, 4, verse 5. Think these things. Think these things. It says in Psalms 27, 13, 14, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in a land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and take heart. And wait for Yahweh. But we must seek him. Psalms 27 to 13 to 4 says, actually, Lamentations 3 verses 23, 24 to 25 says, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Yahweh is good for those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. And Job 13, 15 is a great example of putting that into action. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. All my hope is in Yeshua. Yes, yes. Don't let anything steal your joy away today. May Yahweh be with you and may the peace of Yeshua be with you. And this wonderful gift that we get to use. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. Thank you, everybody, for listening today to our wonderful devotional. You can see more of these teachings at my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can support us there as well to continue to be on the radio all over the world to get this message out to others. And I thank you for those that are able to support us so we can be on the radio. Yes, we're not just on the internet. We're also on local radio station, the local radio station, and we'd like to be on more. So you can go to our website to support us or patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Or TorahLifeMinistries.org. So we thank you, everybody, for listening today. And thank you for your prayers and your support. And may you feel the peace that I feel, to the abundant life of what it truly means for Yeshua and of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all today and always. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled Balance. If you feel like your life is out of balance, you need to find the right life balance. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.